Help keep this show free by buying some of our swag of apparel at butcherspit.com. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and even baby onesies. That's butcherspit.com.
Who will dare to face the challenge of the Mudhouse? Who is mad enough to enter that world of darkness?
Something is alive in the funhouse. Something not alive like its father. Something better dead. Something that has the form of a human, but not the face.
This better be good.
It's gonna be great.
Something that feeds off the flesh and blood of young innocents.
Come on, here we go. This is it.
Something that tonight will turn the funhouse into a carnival of terror. The Funhouse. Coming soon from Universal Pictures, The Funhouse. It's a carnival of terror from Tobe Hooper, the director who terrified you with the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Somebody's loved one. I oil up her blades and I clean the blood. And my mask gets full of stitches. Give a big old tug on her string. I smell a sweet fume when she starts right up. I open up her throttle and I fall in love. Put on a new face and she's still feeling me. I think my chainsaw's sexy. It really turns me on. She's never stalling on me while I'm killing them all. Sometimes I gotta fuel her when I'm skinning up a man. She gets a little shaky when she's in my hand. Are you the only one in our inbred fam that gets me? Chainsaw sexy. They lie on the floor till they run out of life. Take them to the cook as he pulls out his knife. Dice up in the pot, skin and chop, making sloppy Joe's sauce. She said she's got a leak and I know what it is. I took her to the barn, plugged it up with my skins. One more lean and meaty hide taking off the bone. I think my chainsaw sexy. It really turns me on. She's never stalling on me. Chainsaw sexy. Well, she ain't in the bark or big tree stumps, but if it runs and it screams, man, her oil heats up. I think my chainsaw sexy. It really turns me on. She's never stalling on me while I'm killing them all. Gets a little shaky when she's in my hand. Are you the only one
chainsaw sexy. I think my chainsaw sexy. I think my chainsaw sexy.
Welcome to Murky Chronicles. This is day 15 of October, 31 days of Halloween and creatures and villains from horror movies. I am Dayfula, the Butcher Dobashe.
And I am Gorgeous Kenny Robert. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing, man. Well, we're Murky Chronicles 17.
17.
We're going to talk about pro wrestlers and horror movies. Gorgeous Kenny Roberts movie pick review this week for the 1981 The Fun House. And also we have another old school radio story titled Battle of the Magicians. So yeah. What's up? How's the Halloween month going for you?
It's going good so far, man. You know, we're doing lots of shows and, you know, just doing a lot of, getting a lot of history on some of these movies I've never watched, so it's pretty exciting, man. I dig this time of year.
Yes, I want to.
How about yourself?
You know, I am too. I'm starting to get more and more into the Halloween season. I want to say thank you for all the emails to murkychronicles@gmail.com for the fans throwing us suggestions so we could throw little tidbits out for our bonuses. You know, and I'd have to say, well, we'll talk about it in our movie review segment, but I'll have to say, you know, I actually enjoyed, I hate to say it, but I enjoyed The Fun House.
Did you?
But we'll talk about that when it comes. So.
Hello? Okay.
So I know we're going to be talking about, you know, professional wrestlers and horror movies. And I know you got a list. I got my list from bloodydisgusting.com. And this has 10 horror films starring professional wrestlers. What do you have? Maybe
I've got mine from dreadcentral.com. And They have a top 10 as well. So they could be, we haven't compared notes, so these could be exactly the same movies.
Okay.
So I think maybe we should take turns.
Okay. Well, I don't know if these are any particular order, but okay, you want to throw one out?
Well, I'm going to go with number 10 on their list, if you want me to go first. And it's called 100 Acres of Hell, and Gene Snitsky was in that one.
Wow, I didn't know that. Nope, I don't have it on my list.
Let me see. And his character was Buck Beavers.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not familiar with this wrestler.
Oh, you're not? He's the one that did that angle where he punted Lita in the stomach to cause her a miscarriage.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
It's not my fault.
Oh, I'm reading the highlights right here. There it is. Yep, I remember that.
Okay. Well.
Cool. What do you got, brother?
I don't know if this is number 1 or 10, because I didn't write down the numbers, but I believe this might be number 10, because it was listed first. From Kane, See No Evil, 1 and 2.
1 and 2?
Yeah,
I've only seen the first one.
Yeah, I vaguely remember 2, and I thought it was, I know 1 was pretty good. I actually thought it was, like, pretty legit horror movie.
He did great.
Yep.
For sure.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, yeah, for that to come out, it was a weak second, you know, release, that's for sure. Because that first one really, I think they marketed it well.
Well, real quick, off subject, what'd you think about The Undertaker and the New Day, Escape from Undertaker or something like that? What'd you think about that interactive stint?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, something new, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, what you got?
Okay. Yeah, no, I feel like they broke the ground with that. That's cool, you know?
Who?
They can keep I think they broke new ground with that, with the interactive thing. That was kind of cool.
I thought it was actually really cool. I think on Netflix, I mean, you know, it was kind of cheesy, but it was cool. It was cool. I think Undertaker, along with Bray Wyatt, they should both have their own horror movies.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, on my number nine on my list is Leprechaun, The Origins. And it's featuring Hornswoggle.
Okay, yep. I got him on my list, too. Yep.
Yeah, that was 2006.
Yep.
And we should have brought that up when we were doing Leprechaun last week.
Yeah, who would have known?
All right. But, yeah, I'll be honest with you, I've never seen it. So, I'm not seeing any reviews on it, so.
Well, you know what? Maybe that Kane one was number one, you know, on the list, because on the bottom spot they had Leprechaun, and they said Hornswoggle wasn't in it very much, but he was in a little bit, so he got credited to be in there.
Because gotcha.
I guess the original Leprechaun, you know, wasn't on. So, okay. This one, well, I'm going to go up from my list. So, next one.
Okay.
Pro Wrestlers versus Zombies has Roddy Piper, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Matt Hardy, and Kurt Angle.
I see that one. I've never seen that one.
It says has all-star wrestlers. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and it said it had some high-level quality zombie strippers in it. But all the wrestlers played themselves, fighting off hordes of zombies after a deceased rival brother seeks revenge on them. So, yeah, that sounds pretty interesting. Might have to check that out.
That is cool.
All right, what you got next?
Well, I've got one. This is their number eight. John Morrison, or Johnny Nitro, or Johnny whatever.
Mundo.
Whatever he's at, he's Johnny something.
Uh-huh.
Minutes to Midnight. It was put out in 2018.
Oh, okay.
And his character is Travis Crenna. So it doesn't really give me a whole lot about the movie. Just kind of, it's got a video clip. So check out Dread Central if you guys want to see more details on the movies that I'm naming off.
All right.
DreadCentral.com.
Okay, here's another
one.
Okay, another one. River of Darkness stars Kurt Angle, Kevin Nash, Psycho Sid Vicious, and Glacier. And it says it's a ripoff of the movie The Fog. And that's pretty much, you know, it's about, about zombies and stuff, so. I don't know what year that was on, but. What you got?
Well, I've got on my number seven called Santa Slay, and that's featuring Goldberg.
I got that one here too.
2005.
Yep. Okay.
And this one gives me a little input. Santa's a demon, spreads the fear instead of cheer. Once his millennium long bet with an angel comes to an end. So sounds like he was kind of the heel on that show.
Okay.
Bad guy Santa. Obviously we're doing horror movies, so makes sense. So
yep,
what's your name? For?
I had him on there. I'll say okay. Let me try to stay in order. Okay. Already said that one, so I could get rid of that list. Okay. The Devil's Reject. Rejects. Starring Diamond Dallas Page. Page was lucky enough to play one of the unholy two in Rob Zombie's nearly perfect sequel to House of Thunder. Oh, yeah, this is the sequel to A House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh,
yeah. He doesn't have a lot of screen time, but he really makes an impression. So Yeah, I like Ron Zombie movies. They're pretty gory.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yep, yep.
I like it. I like it a lot.
What you got?
That's all you got? That's all you got? I'm going with number six. It's called The Manor, 2018. It's starring Kevin Nash.
Oh. Okay.
And it's an 18-year-old girl checks out of an asylum and is reunited with her freakish family. Terrified by the past, she's unable to differentiate between her visions and reality. And he played Reverend Thomas.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I won't say.
No, go ahead.
There's a bit of trivia. You know a couple other movies that Kevin Nash has played in that's not on your list, and I'm not sure what your list entails, so this could be cheating. So why don't we save it till we're done, and then we can fall back on that.
Okay.
All right, cool.
This next one is Doom. The Rock was in it.
Okay, I have that one as well, so I'll scratch that one off my list. That was number two on my list.
Okay, but they say on this website that this movie sucked.
Yeah, they're not giving any thumbs up or thumbs down on these movies. It's just a list of wrestling movies. So
this guy gives a little comment on each one of them, and yeah, he just said it was terrible. But I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
You're good, man. And here's one that you kind of told me that I need to watch. In English with El Santo, Vampiro Samson versus the vampire women, and Santo versus Diaz Boeres. I don't even know.
Oh, so that's on the list?
It's on the list, number five.
Well, I was going to say that for a surprise for everyone, but that's my movie pick for next week. And yeah. And real quick, a snippet about that. You know, I bought some El Santo movies a while back, and most of them are subtitles. But this one was, I forgot the Spanish name of it, but El Santo versus, you know, whatever. Translate El Santo, the woman vampire, versus woman vampire, and you know, and he has hundreds of movies. He's like James Bond in Mexico. But I was doing research on that movie, and I picked that movie because you could find it pretty easy, the full version, like on YouTube, and it's dubbed in English. But when I was doing research, that when they dubbed it in each country, it was the title changed a little bit when they dubbed it. But for some reason, the United States, El Santo versus the vampire woman, they switched his name to Samson, but it's El Santo.
Gotcha.
But anyways, cool. Yeah, I'm excited about that. What number was that?
That was number five on the list that I have.
Okay.
What you got?
Gremlins 2, The New Batch, starring Hulk Hogan.
Did you know I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. It says, like Roddy Piper, wrestler Hulk Hogan has been in a lot of movies, but I think Gremlin 2 might be the best one. It's meta, it's awesome, and it desperately needs to be an Alamo Drafthouse PSA if it hasn't already, whatever that means.
But apparently, what year was that made?
I don't know.
Gremlins was like 82, 83, maybe. I'm not sure. 100%.
Yeah, I'm sure it was probably in the probably 90s or early 2000s. Yeah. Probably my guess.
Yeah.
But something. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So my number four was one you've already picked. So I'm going to jump to number three. And number four on my list was the one with Kane. See No Evil. Sorry about that. Number three is with CM Punk.
What?
A Girl on the Third Floor. Girl on the Third Floor. It was 2019.
I never even know that.
And his character's name was Don Koch. And let's see. this was CM Punk's his feature film debut.
That's fairly recent.
Yeah, husband and soon to be father buys a rundown mansion, plans to renovate it for his family, but its disturbing history proves it's beyond repair. So, yeah. So again, this one is called "Girl on the Third Floor."
Okay.
All right. What you got?
Okay, I think this must be third on my list. Like I said, I'm reading up because I think I didn't write down the numbers, so I think it was going. Anyways, third would be, this is a film from, it's a black and white film from 1957. It's a professional wrestler named Tor Johnson, T-O-R. Plan 9 from Outer Space. It says, would have ever thought that one of the worst films ever made would have starred a wrestler, but it's true. Johnson, a.k.a. the Super Sweetest Angel, starred as an inspector in Ed Wood's infamously terrible film. So I guess it was so bad it was good.
Yeah, some of them just become cult classics, man, you know. They get better with age, like wine, right?
Exactly.
So number two on my list is one I got to skip over as well because you've already named it off. It's Doom.
Okay.
So my list is about polished off, but you probably have this one on your list. And this is one of my favorites. And it's with one of my favorite wrestlers as well, Roddy Piper. And They Live.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have that one. Hopefully everybody's seen that one, 1988. I think he did a great job on that.
Okay. Now, on my number two, was Frogtown and They Live two separate movies?
What is it? What is the other
this
one?
It says Hell Comes to Frogtown / They Live, starring Roddy Piper. These are just two horror movies. Okay. Of the many that Roddy Piper has been in. So they put Hell Comes to Frogtown. I did hear of that before. I never seen it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one too. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. And delivers one of the most, you know, iconic lines in Carpenter's classic films. Probably when he says about, you know, the chewing bubblegum part.
It kicks him out. Kicking ass.
Yeah. They Live, but he starred out in the post-apocalyptic cult film Hell Comes to Frogtown. Filmography. So yeah, that's so number one. What's that?
You can bring on your number one.
Well, that was See No Evil 1 and 2, Kane.
Gotcha. Okay. So do you want to fall back on the little Kevin Nash trivia?
Okay, what's the trivia?
Okay. Well, you know, what were the other horror movies that he starred in?
Well, I know he was in The Punisher, but I don't know if he starred in it. I know he got stabbed in the movie legitly.
Well, that's not on this list, but there's another one called The Monster Brawl, 2011.
Oh, really?
Yep. And then another one, same year, River of Darkness. I think Monster Brawl, I believe that's the one that's got... I'm drawing a blank here, man. The little luchador that's been around forever.
Rey Mysterio?
Yep, with Mysterio. I believe that one, Mysterio is in that one as well. Oh. I own it, and I don't know that I've watched the whole thing, but I have it.
Well, how about Kevin Nash in the Ultimate Deathmatch series? Unfortunately, I had a couple snippets in it.
Nice. They brought in a lot of guys, a lot of wrestlers in that one.
But those are probably the worst movie in history, though. I got all three of them.
That's okay. You're in one of them. You got your claim to fame, brother.
Actually, I got two of them and two of them, but
perfect.
I guess. At least I could.
What's that?
I said at least I could say I was in a movie.
Exactly.
Well, my project is, well, you know what my project is. We talked about in the past. I'm trying to get something, you know, my dear friend Michelle Morris, a shout out to her. She won a bunch of handful of film festivals, you know, in Europe for her new movie she starred in, A Witch House. And she just posted that she's going to be working with one of the actors from Rob Zombie's House of a Thousand Corpses with one of his actors in this upcoming movie. So she has a lot going on, and she promised us she's going to come on our show. But I always wanted to, you know, have my wrestling gimmick in a B-rated horror flick movie, you know. And I don't know if I talked about it recently, but I'm actually starting to write a script.
Nice.
So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so what other movies?
That's all I got for wrestlers, man.
All right. Well, yeah. I guess we'll have to, we could hop into our Funhouse movie review, the 1981, The Funhouse.
Well, tell me what you think. So I saw that at the Rialto Theater back in the, for $2.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I watched it just recently again to kind of refresh my memory. It's one of those movies that just kind of stuck out. Not that it was the greatest, but it was just one of those teen slashers that wasn't oversaturated with, you know, publicity like the Friday the 13th. Well, and the, you know, it's definitely a B movie for sure.
Well, there's
what's your thought?
Well, the opening scene's great. The shower scene.
Oh, yeah, right? That kid was great.
I tell you, the kid, he was, it reminded us when we were kids. That the kid was awesome.
Yep.
But the, I actually finished it watching it. I tried to watch it late last night, and I watched it early in the morning. And there's a couple scenes that stuck out to me. What do you think one of them is?
The shower scene.
No.
I was the one, the opener. No?
No. Well, before I get to that, I want to read something real quick. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 67% on the tomato meter. 67%. It beat out Sugar Hill. Sugar Hill got only 63%. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, I don't. But let the fans know, I think you should watch it. You can get it on Peacock for free if you don't mind commercials. And it's about a rebellious teen, Amy, played by Elizabeth Berridge, defies her parents by going to a trashy carnival that has pulled into town in tow and her boyfriend. Buzz, Cooper Huckabee, and their friends Liz Largo Woodruff and Richie, played by Miles Chapin, thinking it would be fun to spend the night in a campy funhouse horror ride. The teens witness a murder by a deformed worker wearing a mask, locked in, and Amy and their friends, they were locked in, must evade the murderous carnival workers and escape before it leaves town the next day. So, okay. There's two. Okay, one scene that really I loved when I forgot his name, but remember when he got hung when that skeleton came out, got scared, and the rope wrapped around his neck, and he got drug up to the ceiling. Remember that?
Yep.
Okay. So then when they were walking, they saw someone come in one of the funhouse carts. And they thought it was a monster, and he takes the axe, and it was his buddy, already dead, but slams the axe in the middle of his head. That cracked me up.
Yeah, well, do you think he was already dead? I thought he was just kind of out of it. If not, if he wasn't dead, they definitely polished him off.
Well, either way, it was funny. It was kind of a shocker. Either way, that's what I was thinking if he was still alive. He might have been, but he was definitely dead. But there's one scene, my favorite scene out of the whole movie. You got to know it.
Go ahead.
It entails $100.
Say it.
You don't remember? Remember the seance lady and the deformed guy in the Frankenstein mask?
And Oh, yeah.
Paid $100, and he basically got a hand job lasted for like 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And then he got mad.
He reminded me of Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah.
His face a little bit.
But I thought that was funny.
There was some good points. He ended up killing her anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? For the older chick, she had a nice booty.
Oh, dude. It was definitely lots of carnies, man. It was definitely a carnival, 80s carnival.
I would have gave her a solid $10.
Would you?
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the old Funtastic carnival that would come to the parking lot.
Yes. So, I still can't believe Rotten Tomatoes gave it 67% over Sugar Hill. That's what 4% more?
I think it should have been at least 20% higher. It should have been 20% more rotten or less rotten. Whatever the rating system is.
Yeah, I have to say, I might have to like this probably a little more just because of the hand job.
Gotcha. Well, so out of a 5 scale.
Well,
bring it. What you got there?
Well, okay, I had some time in hands, and I know we talked about, we haven't announced it yet, starting in November, we might start reviewing, you know, a movie a week of our choice, take turns and give our serious reviews. So I did something. What'd you think about it? We could at least do it this time. I mean, we could still give a ranking, but how about if we dig the movie, we give it a scream. And if we don't like the movie, we get a sorry, agonizing boo.
I don't have a problem with that.
Or at least for this one, we could play around with it, but I just thought it'd be funny. So, okay, what did I rate? What last time we went 1 through 10, right?
No, that's great. No.
What do we go 1 through 10? I'll give Sugar Hill this. I mean, not Sugar. Oh, I give Sugar Hill that. I mean, the Funhouse this. An awesome scream, but you said last time we rated from 1 to 10, didn't we?
I can't remember.
And I gave Sugar Hill a 10.5.
I've taken too many chair shots, brother. I can't remember what happened.
I give Sugar Hill a 10.5 last week. So I'll give.
Oh, I remember that. I remember I told you that was Bush League.
Right.
Rookie.
So that was Bush League rookie, right? So I'll give the Funhouse a 10.
Fair enough. I'm more down to accept, even though it's stuck in my head all these years.
Wait. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. I'm going to take that back. I'm going to give it a 9.5. Let me tell you why. Do you remember how the deformed guy died? He gets electrocuted. Then all of a sudden he's up on some chain and stuff. I don't even know how he got up there. It just didn't look right. So I give it a 9.5.
It hooked him and then he got stuck in the gears.
Yeah, but something didn't look right. I forgot what it was. So I give it a 9.5.
Yeah, it was a fantastic and so climactic.
What's that?
The ending wasn't.
Oh yeah, another thing. Oh, you're breaking up. You still there? Hello? You there? Okay. Oh, one more thing. Let's talk about the ending. Oh, I'm going to have to go back down. I'm sorry. I'm going to give it an 8 with the sorry ending. Let me tell you about the ending. Now I'm starting to get pissed off here. Now,
let me tell you something. You have been all over the...
Well, no, I forgot.
You're so Bush League with your rating.
Okay. I'm going to stick with it. Wait, scrub my rating for it. The ending suck. Okay, check it out. So she comes out. Next thing you know, her dress is all ripped up, right?
And she's crying and walking through the carnival, and all these carnies are looking at her. And she just walks off. What the heck? That was the ending. I give it a 7. Just because of the ending.
I already gave it a 7. You can't give it a 7 when I already gave it a 7.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, you weren't.
You're breaking up. Yo, is your phone a funhouse?
See how it is?
No, it broke up. Oh, okay, you give it a 7. I give it a 6.5 then because of the ending.
I see. It caught me off again. I was going to say a 7.36. See, that's getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay, I give it a 7 then.
Fair enough.
Because the ending really did bug me. The two highlights of the film was the hand job and then the axe to the head. And then the ending messed it up. Yeah, the ending was messed up, so that's why I give it a 7. So, Rotten Tomatoes, screw you.
You were thinking about that opening scene when you gave it a 10.
But the ending messed up the opening scene. Oh,
that's
no.
That's why you're jumping all over the place.
But I'm going to bring it up a half a point. You know why? So, 7.1. Because those lady dancers with the pasties on, with the muffin tops and stuff. That made, I liked it. The muffin tops. Yeah, so I give it all a 7.1. Final answer. That's it.
Done. We're okay. Done.
And a scream.
All right, we're going to the scream section.
Wait, do you give it a scream or a boo?
I'm giving it a scream.
Okay. So, what? Let's hear your review.
I'm over your numbers ranking, and yeah, we need to go to the screens or the whatever that other noise was. But I'm done. I'm done with your numbers ranking.
All right.
They're horrible.
All right. So what did you think about the movie? I know you liked it, but what was your highlights? The hand job?
Yeah, you know the scene where the girl was by the fan and he was crawling up the ventilation tunnel there.
Right.
That was another good one that stood out, you know. You know, the kid, where they're trying to scream out when they're at the vent, and the kid's looking up at the fun house, and they're trying to get the parents' attention.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Those are all good. Yeah, so.
That don't beat the muffin top. That don't beat the muffin top, though.
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to even. We have our own opinions. That's fine.
All right.
But all in all, you know, it's one of those movies that stood the test of time for me. So I'm good with my ranking, and you know, all in all and whole, that's one of my favorite 80s movie horror classics.
Actually, you know what, I really, all serious note, I did enjoy it at first. I was like, and I was kind of, I don't know, it's just one of the, I wasn't into them, didn't feel like watching a movie. I start watching, I actually dug it. Like I said, the opening scene opened my eyes, and they got the other things that we mentioned, and it was actually a good movie. Yeah. So good choice. Good choice. So, anything else on that movie?
Nope. That's it. I'm glad you watched it. And, I can't wait for next week's pick, and,
yep.
We'll see how that goes.
Yep. My pick. Well, originally you're going to probably be glad I switched it. Originally, I was going to pick Leprechaun 5, Back to the Hood. And it had Ice-T starred in it.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I was looking around, and I said, what? Let me look up some El Santo movies, because I have some. And, yep, I decided to get El Santo versus the Vampire Woman, a 1962 film. And like we talked about before, it was dubbed in different languages. And when they dubbed it in English, they called El Santo Samson. So, yeah. So that's pretty much it. So I think that'll be a good one. And I really hope, people look back at some of these horror classics and you know, hopefully we'll revive some of them. And because, you know, sometimes these newer movies kind of suck. And it seems like that, you know, thanks to Rob Zombie making some new ones, but it's like, they're just doing remakes and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Nobody's getting, you know, good ideas, you know, coming up with their own stuff. I, you know, I've already got my next one picked, but,
okay.
We will.
Well, I guess
I'll share that with you next Friday and it'll be shared with you.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. And I'll send you a link to the El Santo one. And, I guess it's time for our shout outs. If you have any, talk about anything else.
Let's do it. Nope. That's it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Are you going up? You want, you finish up this time. I'll start it.
Okay.
I
want to shout out Stitching is bitching, but go ahead.
Stitching is bitching. Shout out to Vince over at Emerald Street Kennels. For all your dog kennel needs, cat, whatever, hit him up. He's got great rates. Take care of your animals. Does boarding as well. Hit up Vince. One more, Micah over at, and I'm drawing a blank today. Oh my goodness. Savage Reviews on Google. Check him out. He reviews a lot of, goods and services, restaurants, all that here in the local area and nationwide. Wherever he goes, he reviews. So check out Savage Reviews and, hit a like if you like what he's doing. And one last shout out to, Sweet Little Upholstery. They're stitching is bitching. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their work. Work on Instagram as well. Customized, custom or original interiors on cars. We do some. we do some furniture as well. So check them out.
Nice. Well, oh, go ahead.
Oh, one more. Can I do one more?
You can do as many as you want, brother.
I'm going to steal one from you.
Go ahead.
I want to thank Lyrical Spit for being a proud sponsor of this show. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Wouldn't happen without your podcast, this would never happen.
Well, thank you, man. That means a lot. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, real quick. I don't even think we talked about it while we're recording. We've talked about it before, but what'd you think about, the song we played at the beginning, by Leatherface, I Think My Chainsaw Sexy.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, I knew you would like it. And that's
by, it really turned me on.
That's by the Merkins, or if you like that stuff, they got a lot of like funny, like Halloween, like parodies, like Leatherface and all these other cats doing rap songs and all that. So go to YouTube and check out the Merkins channel. So get a shout out to them. I want to shout out to Stitching and Bitching with the best tagline in upholstery history. Stitching is bitching, but from Sweet and Low Upholstery, because stitching is bitching.
Thank you.
What else I got? Oh, and, you know, to our boy Pahu Rojo of
Tales from the Abyss, the most unfiltered, unselfish, uncut, unapologetic, unpretentious, the greatest celebration of freedom of speech in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
And Jay Linderman. Great show. And Pahu got an awesome new logo. And I stole that clip from him because it cracks me up when he yells at the beginning of the podcast. It like energizes you. Freedom of speech, brother. I want to say all show links at lyricalspit.com. For my Lyrical and Daily Spit podcast and the show Murky Chronicles, go to that website. You can email us at murkychronicles@gmail.com. And you could also leave a message on the 24-hour hotline at 360-200-8779. And you know what?
What?
You may just hear yourself on the show if you leave a message. And if... And if they leave a message, it would be awesome, just like Stitching is Bitching.
That's right.
All right.
Don't be afraid to reach.
Yep. And don't be afraid. And hashtag Stitching is Bitching, Sweet and Low Upholstery. Hashtag Save Our Children. Epstein and McAfee didn't kill themselves. And if she has an apple, she has a banana.
Banana.
Banana. Yes, we have no bananas. Well, what we got to play right now is from Lights Out. And Lights Out was an American old-time radio program devoted mostly to horror and supernatural. This is The Battle of the Magicians, which aired July 27th, 1946. Do you think they had bananas back then?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, should,
real big bananas.
Like plantains or bruised?
A bruised plantain.
Oh, yeah. Smash it, cook it, and double cook it, fry it. Oh, yeah. Have some of that mofongo from Puerto Rico. All right. We shall be right back with the Battle of the Magicians right after this brief commercial break. Peace, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Peace.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Lights Out, a summer revival of some of the best stories in the series, which many of our listeners will remember. Tonight's story, the fourth in the current series, is called The Battle of the Magicians.
Lights out, everybody. This is the witching hour. It is the hour when dogs howl and evil is let loose on a sleeping world. Sit in the dark now and listen to Lights Out.
But, Mr. Saladin, is it true?
True? What makes the thing true, Irene? Because you believe in it, or because a million others believe in it, or... I can tell you this. The Penal Code of Haiti contains a section promising death to any who create zombies. And if the sober lawmakers of the country believe enough of it to put it into their books of law, well, then...
But it's impossible to raise the dead, Mr. Saladin.
Impossible? I wonder. The folklore of every country is full of tales of bringing the dead back to life, bringing them back to serve the living. There are tales of vampires, ghosts, werewolves.
But they're superstitions. Surely you don't...
Who am I, my dear Irene, to say where truth ends and superstition begins?
I'd like to know some more about zombies.
I've told you all that is known of them. How they are living, yet not living, dead. How they are summoned from the grave by the black magic of some sorcerer. How they must do his bidding until he wearies of them.
But must these poor dead people... Well, I mean, isn't there ever any rest for them? Can't they...
Can they not die again? Yes, there is a way. Zombies eat, you know, even as human beings do. But only when they are fed. They will not seek food for themselves. And if they eat salt... If anything containing salt so much as passes a zombie's lips, then he must return forthwith to his grave.
Oh, but Mr. Saladin...
That's the tale, Irene. I do not make it up.
But...
Look you, these creatures of the darkness, these unholy beings of superstition, they must obey laws. Nature has its laws, so there are laws of the supernatural. Immutable laws that all its creatures must obey, even as we creatures of nature must obey ours. You speak of superstition.
But superstition is just belief.
Ah, it is so. But we have been taught only in recent years to believe in certain things that science has learned. The germ theory of disease, for example.
But that's true, Mr. Saladin.
Perhaps, yes. I do not deny it. There is ample proof. There is also ample proof of the existence of supernatural beings, if one will take the trouble to look for it.
Not proof.
Proof, indeed. But, it appears we have a visitor, Irene.
Yes, sir. I'll see who it is, Mr. Saladin. Mr. Joseph Warner, president of Acme Airlines, Mr. Saladin.
So? Show him in, then, please.
Yes, sir.
Saladin will see you, Mr. Warner.
Thank you.
Good morning to you, Mr. Warner.
You're Saladin?
Saladin, yes.
You're some kind of detective.
Some people have been, shall I say, kind enough to describe me as an investigator.
I hear that you're good.
Thank you. Won't you sit down? And so you have come to consult me about the recent wrecks of your airplanes, Mr. Warner.
How did you... Oh, yes, the newspapers, of course. Well, that's right, Mr. Saladin.
So?
You read about that one yesterday?
Yes.
14 killed, including the crew of 3. Absolutely no explanation for it.
Except what you know, Mr. Warner.
What?
I said except what you know about it.
What do you mean?
You would not have come to me, Mr. Warner, unless... Well, suppose you explain.
I'd like to know how you knew that.
It is my business, sir. Yes, Irene?
The window washer, Mr. Saladin. Can he come through your office?
Very well. One moment, Mr. Warner.
Excuse it, please. I got to get the window washed.
That is a job I would not like very well, I'm afraid, Mr. Warner. But to your business. You received a warning, hmm?
Yes, I received it. How did you know that?
I have some knowledge of the ways in which Dr. Ehrlich works, Mr. Warner.
Ehrlich? That's the name.
I was rather certain. You may read the letter. It was a letter, I assume.
Yes. There were 2 of them. The first one a week ago. It said this Dr. Ehrlich had need of $100,000... And the letter warned if I didn't come across, one of our ships would be wrecked.
And you assume this was a, what does one say, a crank letter, and did nothing about it?
That's right. We get a lot of fool letters.
And because you took that attitude, 14 people are dead. Horribly dead.
Yes.
You said there were 2 letters.
Yes, here's the other one.
Mm-hmm. Today, the tornado... Take warning. And Alec's signature. The tornado was the name of the airplane that crashed.
Yes, John Elliott was piloting it. The oldest, safest pilot on the line. I can't understand it.
I can, Mr. Warner.
You can.
Tell me, when did you receive this letter?
About 5 minutes before the flash came that the tornado had crashed.
He timed it very well.
Yes, I...
Did you make any effort to trace this letter?
No, why... Well, there was so much excitement around the office,
Of course. And so what do you wish me to do?
I haven't given this to the police, Mr. Saladin. Well, the publicity, you know. People would think it's easy to smash one of our airliners. You understand?
Yes. You wish me to find Alec, to...
What you do with him, Mr. Saladin, is no concern of mine, provided no more such things occur.
Mr. Warner, I know Alec of old. His life is forfeit 1,000 times over. But he, you yourselves have an old proverb. First catch your rabbit.
You catch him, Saladin. It'll be worth your while.
Yes. Yes, it will be very much worth my while, my friend.
Can you get to work at once, Mr. Saladin? Well, you can understand. We're upset.
I understand. I promise nothing, Mr. Warner. Except that I will try. No man may do more.
Well, that's all that I can ask. You'll go after him, then?
It is agreed.
Good. You, have a cigar? What's this?
Let me see that. Let me see it.
How the devil did that get in my pocket?
Ha. Huh. Read it yourself, Mr. Warner.
Oh, yes, sir. You have been very foolish to go to Saladin. Now your fate is sealed. I will destroy your airplanes one by one. And when the time comes, yourself. I have fought with Saladin before, as he well knows. This time is the last, Eric.
So, my friend, you have brought upon yourself.
He knows. How could he?
Down on the floor, quick! Score 1 for Saladin, I think.
But what
our
was...
delightful
what?
Friend, the window washer. I just caught sight of... Let us see what has happened.
Good Lord, Saladin,
observe.
Do you think...
A crowd gathers in the street below. morbid gazers on sudden death.
Mr. Saladin.
Thank you, Irene. If you are ready.
You won't hurt me, Mr. Saladin.
I give you my word, Irene.
I'm afraid.
You need have no fear. No harm can come to you while I live.
I do want to help you, Mr. Saladin. Only
listen to me one moment, Irene. Of 50 girls who applied for this position, I selected you. I've not told you why.
No, I never could understand.
It was for one reason, Irene. You have the little, oh so very little, psychic spark that is lacking in all the other ones who came. You do not know it yourself, but Saladin knows. I must use you, but I shall not unless you consent wholeheartedly.
I'll do it, Mr. Saladin. I trust you.
You will not lose by it, my child. Look then, we have a little time. Sit here. Sit comfortably. So, now we begin. Look into the crystal. Look deep into it, my child. Say over and over to yourself. Early. Early.
Early.
Early.
Early. Early. Erlich. Erlich.
Go and seek Erlich. Out the soul of Erlich the magician while Erlich. He sleeps.
Erlich.
Go and find him, Irene.
Erlich.
Find Erlich. Find Erlich. Erlich. Search deep in the crystal globe. Erlich.
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 Who Erlich. Calls Erlich? Erlich.
It is I, Saladin, that calls Erlich.
What do you want, Saladin?
You will tell me where I shall find you, Erlich.
No, I shall not.
You will tell Erlich?
No.
I am master of your soul that wanders now while your body sleeps, Erlich. You will tell me where to find you.
I will not.
Tell me?
No. No.
Tell me.
In the tower. In the tower. I will not tell more.
You will, Erlich. Tell me.
In the tower. The highest tower of all.
Ah. And where is it, this tower?
I will not tell more. I will not.
Tell, Erlich.
I will not. I will not tell.
I say you shall, Erlich.
I will not tell. Beware. Your power wanes now, Saladin.
Be sure you will not remember what you have told Erlich when you awake.
I will remember.
By the five names I commanded, Erlich, you will not remember.
I will not remember.
Erlich. Erlich. Erlich.
Awake now, Irene. Awake, Erlich. Irene. Awake.
Are you all ready now, Mr. Saladin?
Just sit quietly and rest, my child. So, Erlich, I think perhaps we shall have a little talk together.
Hello, LeBlanc in Trip 5. Radio check, please.
KCT to LeBlanc in Trip 5 on the line. Okay.
LeBlanc to KCT. How are you, Shorty?
KCT to LeBlanc. Okay, Frenchie. Who's your pilot today?
LeBlanc to KCT. I do not know yet. Charlie Butler is sick all of a sudden. That is what I wait for.
KCT to LeBlanc. Better see your records are straight before you take off, Frenchie.
LeBlanc to KCT. That is not my business, Shorty, my friend. I am just co-pilot. I pull up the landing gear, sometimes land. I just go along for the ride.
KC, T to LeBlanc. Okay, Frenchie. Jazz your motors when your pilot's ready. I'll check you off. That's all, KCT.
Are you the co-pilot on this trip?
Oh, you scare me a little bit. Yes, sir. You are a pilot?
I am the pilot, yes. We are ready to take off.
We are ready long time. Your papers are all right?
The manifest is all right, yes.
I am Francis LeBlanc.
Yes.
Well...
on the line. Okay to take off. Ceiling unlimited. Visibility unlimited. Temperature 44. Dew point 28. Barometer 29-90. Okay to take off. KCT to LeBlanc. Bye.
LeBlanc to KCT. Merci, Shorty. I see you Thursday. LeBlanc to KCT. Bye.
Happy landings, Frenchie.
Pardonnez-moi, monsieur. You want to take off, eh?
I will take off. Yes.
Oui, oui. Voilà.
Up gear.
Up gear, sir.
You have checked everything, LeBlanc.
Oui, I have checked everything. We are all right. Just long buggy ride. 10 passengers, mail, express.
Right.
How you like this plane, eh?
All right.
Excuse me, I do not think I catch your name, please.
My name is Ott. Edward Ott.
I am pleased to meet you, Monsieur Ott. You know what? I think I remember that name. There was a pilot named Ott that died 2 weeks ago on east end of the line.
Is that so?
Oui, it is so. He is a relative of you, Monsieur?
No, he is not relative.
So? You like me to fly here a little while?
No. I am pilot of this ship. I will do the flying.
Ça va, monsieur.
Did find me after all, Saladin. The very clever Saladin. Well, I think this time the very clever Saladin has had his last adventure, no?
I do not believe you will win, Alec.
No? I do, my dear enemy. I have not time now to find out you learned where my laboratory is, but there is time enough for that.
It is simple enough, Alec. You talked in your sleep, you see.
I remember now. I knew I had dreamed.
But I forbade you to remember, Alec.
Well, one little victory. I've waited a long time for this, Saladin.
Yes, and failed a great many times.
I will not fail this time.
What is written is written. I should be interested in how you caused that airplane to crash yesterday, Alec.
Yes. It was so simple, Saladin. I am amazed at a man of your attainment.
I think I know.
Well, I shall show you very soon. You will not tell anyone about it, I think.
I wonder.
They said there was no clue to the crash, Saladin.
Yes.
Would you like to know how?
I think I know.
Oh? Well.
You too know something of black magic?
I know a great deal of black magic, my friend. Shall I show you? Are you afraid of snakes, Saladin?
No, Erin.
Let us see. This bit of paper. Twist it. So. And you see it is but paper, Saladin. But now, look at it.
A cobra. You are clever, Erin. But look now. Harmless paper again.
No.
I am not entirely powerless, Alec, even though my hands are bound.
How did you? I thought that only one man in the world...
That's I am the man, Alec. Look at the paper closely again.
I fear I underestimate.
You see? It really is the snake, Alec.
Cursed you! I'll have your heart for that.
Perhaps. But perhaps you had better get to your zombies again.
Zombies? How did you know?
It is possible that I read your mind, Alec.
So? Well, you have guessed it. I told that fool Warner that I would smash every one of his planes. Now, even now, he is about to lose another.
So? And how do you propose to do it, may I ask?
Read my mind, Saladin.
You challenge me?
Yes.
Very well, then. I read this. A living dead man is at the controls of the ship you intend to destroy. I do not know how you propose to control him. Ah, radio. So he is to crash the ship full of passengers near an airport where all can see. I wonder...
Saladin, until now I have regarded you as a meddler. A man foolishly staking his life against great odds. I am not so sure of the odds now. Saladin, you and I...
No, Alec. Between you and me, there can be nothing but enmity. We are set apart to fight one another forever.
Between us, we could rule the world. Tomorrow, Saladin.
No, between us, there is always war.
Well... So be it, then. But look for no mercy from me. I will kill you as I would a rat, Saladin.
Agreed, if you can.
LeBlanc in 25. LeBlanc in 25. To Chicago. Special weather report, please. LeBlanc in 5. Bye for Chicago.
So, the first contact.
That is the ship, then?
That is the ship, yes.
That did not sound like the voice of a zombie, Alec.
No. That is Miller, the co-pilot. He does the bidding of my dead man.
So?
And now the little drama begins. Will you listen?
It is your drama. Now?
Quite so, my friend. I must get to work.
Alec, calling pilot up in trip 5, Acme Airlines. Alec, calling pilot up in trip 5, Acme Airlines.
Out in trip 5. I hear you.
Give your position.
5 miles southeast of Chicago.
Good. You will do as I tell you.
I will do as you tell me. Who is speaking, please? What is enough from you? Be silent.
Yes, sir, but...
You are under pilot out's orders, LeBlanc. You will do as you are told.
Who are you, Sacramento?
Be silent.
Yes, sir, but... Yes, sir.
Now, Ott, when you arrive above the Chicago airport, you are to circle the field 3 times full motor.
I am to circle the field 3 times full motor.
And then when I give the word, you are to climb to 2,000 feet.
I am to climb to 2,000 feet.
And then I will tell you when.
You will tell me when.
And you will dive the ship full motor into the ground in the center of the field.
I will dive the ship full motor into the center of the field.
That is all.
Hello. Who is it that makes the...
Silence him.
Oh.
You have thought of everything, Alec.
Yes. This pilot, he died 2 weeks ago. I secured his body.
You add grave robbery to your other crimes.
But of course. I must have one that was a pilot. And he obeys without question, you see.
So far, yes. But you have not won yet.
I am close enough, Saladin.
I wonder.
Ott, report your position.
Southwest of Chicago Airport. I can see the field.
Good. You are ready?
I am ready.
Your co-pilot?
He is here. He will not interfere.
Report when you are over the field.
I will report when I am over the field.
Alec, what would you do if I told your zombie what to do?
Ott! You are to obey only Alec's commands.
I will obey only Alec's commands.
Do you mind if I talk to him?
Go ahead and try.
LeBlanc. LeBlanc.
Who calls?
Do you hear me, Leblanc?
I hear you.
Est-ce que vous avez un morceau de serre?
De serre, monsieur?
De serre, oui.
Peut-être, monsieur, mais pourquoi?
Stop! What did you say to him, Saladin?
Why, you do not speak French, then, Alec?
Of course, certainly.
Then you know that I asked him merely if there was anything he could do. And he replied that he could not.
Of course. But why did you...
I'm afraid that you are about to win, Alec.
You admit it, then.
I am sorry.
It is too late now. It is too late, Saladin. I offered to join forces with you once. But now, I am the master.
Art reporting. I am over Chicago Airport now.
Good. Begin your circle.
I will begin my circles.
Now, friend Saladin, we shall see. Perhaps we shall even hear the screams. The dying screams of the passengers in this doomed ship. It is a wonderful invention, this radio. True magic.
Yes, it is true magic.
You will tell me when you are ready, Eric.
I will tell you. Make your circles.
I am making a circle.
Do they see you on the field below?
Many people are coming out to watch.
Good. We will give them a show.
We will give them a show.
Leblanc. Leblanc.
Oui, monsieur.
You may speak to him as you wish, Saladin. It is too late now, and he is powerless.
Yes, I am afraid so, but... Leblanc, avez-vous des serres?
Oui, monsieur. Il y a des petits grès ici de mon déjeuner, mais pourquoi?
Écoutez, le pilote, c'est un loup-garou.
Ah, c'est vrai, monsieur, mais...
Écoutez, mettez le serre sur ses lèvres, dans sa bouche, comprenez? Vitement.
There is nothing you can do, Leblanc. Art, are you ready?
I am ready.
Vitement. Vitement, Leblanc.
Here, Mr. Art, taste a little of the salt.
Salt? What have you...
Listen.
Take over, Mr. Leblanc. What? I take over. My work is done.
Art! Art, come back! Come back, I say.
No. My work for you is done. I go now. I go home.
Come back. Come back. Come back, I say.
Monsieur, I was just in time, monsieur.
So, you did it, eh, Saladin?
I did it, yes.
So, well, you have beaten me again. But this time...
It is too late, Ellie.
You think so? You do not know Ellie.
I know that...
Ellie is very
poor. You will not
take her. Stop it. Out the window.
You are too late, gentlemen. I doubt that even Ellie could survive a 40-story fall.
Monsieur, where are you, monsieur? Where are you?
I am here, Leblanc. What happened?
Monsieur, when I did put the sword on his lips, as you tell me of what he did say to me, take over.
Yes, we heard him. Is the plane all right?
It is under control. I am circling.
Where is Ott? Where is the pilot?
I do not know. He left his seat and went aft. I'm a man. Something is the fry.
Leblanc. What is it?
It is the cabin door. Someone has opened it. Oh!
Leblanc, what happened?
Monsieur Rat, the pilot, he jumped out. He is falling. He is going to land on the long runway.
Oh. Leblanc, is your plane still all right?
Yes. I am all right. But I cannot land now. You understand. I will circle until I contact the control tower.
Of course, Leblanc. What is happening on the field?
People are running out toward the... Oh, mon Dieu, I...
Quick, Leblanc, what is it?
I do not believe what my eyes see. That broken dead body on the runway. Every bone in it must be smashed, but...
Yes, Leblanc, what is it?
That body, monsieur. It is crawling toward the cemetery that stands beside the field.
You can turn them on now.
You have just heard Lights Out. This was the fourth in the series of revivals of the best stories of this famous series. In tonight's cast, you heard Everett Clark as Saladin, Tony Parrish as Alec, Meg Hahn as Irene, Duke Watson as Mr. Werner, Boris Aplon as Ott, Nathan Davis as LeBlanc,
and Ernest Andrews is the radio operator. Lights Out is produced and directed by Albert Cruz. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you for downloading and listening, and please spread the word. Subscribe and follow Murky Chronicles on Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and on most of your favorite podcast platforms. You can get all the show links at lyricalspit.com. Help keep this show free by buying some of our swag of apparel at butcherspit.com. We have t-shirts, hoodies, and even baby onesies. That's butcherspit.com.